Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. We look ahead to the month of October when we focus in a special way on the Rosary. So I'd like to begin today by bringing you the first of the mysteries of light, our Lord's baptism. For this, we join our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore, once again. Stay tuned.
Solid melody coming in there on the pedals is based on a traditional German chorale, a hymn tune. The music we're listening to is by the great J.S. Bach, and it's like an extended meditation for organ on that chorale. The original words of the hymn speak of our Lord's baptism at the start of his earthly ministry. Christ unser Herr zum Jordan kam. Christ our Lord came to the Jordan according to his father's will, and was baptized by John. Our Lord's baptism is the first of the mysteries of light, the five new mysteries that Pope John Paul II added to the traditional 15 when he published his encyclical letter on the Rosary, Rosarium Virginis Mariae. Each of the mysteries of light is a revelation of the kingdom now present among us in the person of Jesus. His baptism in the River Jordan shows us in a striking way who he really is. The voice from heaven and the descent of the Spirit reveal him to be the beloved Son of the Father. That was another extended meditation by J.S. Bach on the same chorale tune, Christ unser Herr zum Jordan kam, only this time he uses the words. It's the opening chorus of the cantata that Bach wrote for the feast of St. John the Baptist in 1724. His job at that time in St. Thomas's Church in Leipzig required him to write a cantata like this for use in worship practically every week. Think of that next time you have to plan the music for a Sunday liturgy. After the grand chorus setting the scene, we move on to some solo items. Listen to the tenor recitative telling us of the voice that was heard from heaven, saying, Dies ist mein lieber Sohn, und diesem habe ich wohlgefallen. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Dies ist mein lieber Sohn, an diesem habe ich wohlgefallen.
The recitative is followed by a lovely aria with lively string accompaniment. Somehow it seems to capture the hidden fire of the Spirit, who appeared in the form of a dove. Der Geist erschien im Bild der Tauben. Bach's chorale cantatas often finish with a verse of the hymn sung simply with no added ornamentation, and this cantata is no exception. Our Lord's baptism in the Jordan was a sign of the death he would undergo so as to take away the sins of the world. The final verse of the chorale offers a reflection on this saving mystery, linking it with our own baptism. It speaks of Christ's blood, which heals the sin inherited from Adam and the sin we ourselves have committed. Die allen Schaden heilet gut von Adam her geerbet, auch von uns selbst begangen.
Die allen Schaden heilet gut von Adam her geerbet.
And you were listening there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.